We've got two great people here in the studio right now. Jeffrey Thompson is the Director of Asset Management Services for Orange County, and David Caldwell is a major with the Orange County Sheriff's Office, both of them veterans themselves. Jeffrey, David, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
So, Jeffrey, let's start with you, because the Capital Campaign Project is ongoing. Where do things stand now? I know it's a $500,000 project. Where do things stand now, and what still needs to be done?
Aaron, we've got about a 15% success against our goal, and we're really focusing on the first phase, which we're calling the ceremonial space and flagpole. That's the actual flagpole and hardscaped area around it, the pentagonal ceremonial space. As you said, the memorial has already been started, the flagpole is in place, and a lot of the groundwork is done, but that first phase is really going to make the space really special. That's a $75,000 goal, and we're about halfway through that and hope to have that groundbreaking on Memorial Day of this year.
And then beyond that, what's next beyond that?
We'll move into the second element, which we call the Forest Grove and Entry Vestibule. This project is on beautiful property, the high point of the southern campus, the old home site, under magnificent legacy hardwoods. And it's a place of remembrance, of solace. It's not a war memorial. It's more of a service memorial. It is there to honor veterans past, present, and future, and their families. It's a very peaceful place and very fitting. And all of this hardscape and landscape, softscape landscaping area will be very, very, very solemn and very memorable and meaningful. After that, we have the third element, which is the stone retreat, another pathway that actually moves around to the flagpole. And all of this will be connected with pathway back to the Chapel Hill North area, the Pumpkin Loop area, as well as the Seymour Center and the Southern Human Services Center. Well-focused, well-positioned. It has access to public transportation and is a very special, very special site.
Let me go over to David Caldwell. David, a lot of our listeners I know already know you for all of the work that you do in the community and your work with the Sheriff's Office and everything else that you do. What's your role with the Veterans Memorial Project?
My role is just primarily pushing to get as much support as we can. There's really nothing, you know, myself being a lifelong resident of Orange County, the only thing we saw in veterans when you went to a gravesite, and there was an emblem on the tombstone, which only recognized those that have been deceased. And I think this is great. It's going to be something that those that are still alive, still able to do, that the families can appreciate, and a part of a legacy that we can leave from the past into the future.
And I think that's really worth underscoring, the fact that there really is no Veterans Memorial in Orange County, nothing like this here in our community. So to fill that need is really significant.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is your, tell us about your experience as a veteran.
I was in the United States Army. I was a United States Police, Military Police Corps, drill sergeant, infantry, bodyguard for a couple of presidents on three occasions, and also participated in the invasion of Grenada and went back a second time, did a second tour in training the Grenadian peacekeeping force in the islands.
Jeffrey, what about you?
I served with the Army in the light infantry in Germany. I was in the Berlin Brigade, a part of the unit in the early 90s or late 80s and 90s that it stood the wall down. We were there as part of that activity as perestroika and the breakup of the Soviet Union was affecting Central Europe.
What was that like to be there?
Pretty unbelievable.
Huge,
We were actively involved in that whole operation and how it unfolded that fall and into the actual wall being opened up and supporting the West Germans at the time, and accepting the East Germans and matriculating them into the West.
David, you also kind of bury the lead there too. You were bodyguard to three different presidents.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes, it was a while back, Reagan and Carter.
Wow.
A while back, yes.
Oh, what is that experience like?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You get additional training on it, and then just the level that that you participate on is just something that we would never see around here. It's just totally unbelievable. It's quite an experience.
Speaking with Major David Caldwell, you just heard him, Jeffrey Thompson as well, Director of Asset Management Services for Orange County. We're talking about the Orange County Veterans Memorial, and the website is orangecountyveteransmemorial.org.
.com.
orangecountyveteransmemorial.com. Go there and find out more about it, what's already been done. There's great designs for what's going to be a really, really beautiful project when it's finished, and the capital campaign is still ongoing. So what can people do to get involved and to help out?
Well, you mentioned just going to the website and learning more about it, reaching back out to us so we can get more information to you. We're working closely with faith groups, community service groups, and individuals, corporations, to get the word out and also to solicit their support. Stay informed. This is it's an ongoing project. We've been working on it for several months now, and hope to have it completed over the next 3 or 4 years. And once it's up and running and built, to continue to patronize it and be involved with the memory and salute to our veterans, past, present, and future.
I think really worth emphasizing is part of the capital campaign project is $100,000 for long-term care and maintenance.
Yes.
And I know that's a big deal too.
Absolutely.
Anything else, and David, I'll let you have the last word. Anything else that people need to know about the project, how they can get involved, how they can help out, the importance of it?
Jeff covered about most of the hardcore stuff, but for us, basically, see a veteran, recognize them, identify them, and say thank you.
Yeah.
And let them know what we have for them.
Absolutely. Major David Caldwell, Jeffrey Thompson, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Aaron.